The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to Sunday's edition of William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast, where today we're going to be focusing on all the action from Listowel, with the racing getting underway at 2:30. Racing Radio will have full coverage of today's racing from 1:40 p.m. with Ollie Pimlott, Paddy Aspel and Mick Norton offering their expert analysis. But right now on this podcast, to preview today's Listowel card, it's me, Michael Wood, and Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thank you very much.
And Andy, just before we get into today's action, just a little discussion about the Derby at Epsom Hazard. What a performance, but not such a good bet for you.
No, it wasn't a race that was very pretty to watch from me. But it was a clean sweep for the Irish, so obviously as we're doing the Irish podcast, it's nice to talk in glowing terms of the first three, Hamar Hazard, US Army Ranger and Idaho, who all went into that race with various strands of form attached to them. But it was Dermot Welsh Charge that came out on top and gave the Master of Rosewell his first Epsom Classic, which he's been yearning for so many years. The soft ground obviously helped his cause as well, being as he was a dual winner on soft underfoot conditions prior to Epsom. And he beat the long-time anti-post Derby favourite US Army Ranger, who covered himself with glory in second. Idaho also represents the same form, the Ballysacks form. So it's quite clear that the Irish have got a very strong hand with the 1.5 mile middle distance three-year-olds this season. But yeah, Red Verdon was a bit of a tale of woe for me. Using the US Army Ranger as a guide, he was the horse that I kind of rated my Chester ratings around. I'd have liked to think he would have finished somewhere close to him had he got a clear run, but it wasn't to be. Sylvester De Souza went for an ambitious run up the rail and he got stopped two or three times at a vital stage. So it was a race that I'd probably sooner forget.
Well, let's get stuck into today's action from Listowel. The first race gets underway at 2:30. And it begins with a median auction maiden over 7 furlongs. 10 runners in this one, Andy. What's caught your eye?
It's a great deal, I must admit, Michael. Not a particularly strong start to the card. Quite a few of these have had a run under their belt already. And none of them have performed to a very, very high standard. I suppose there's a couple who've shown a fair amount of promise. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be concentrating on Room to Rome, who ran encouragingly at Dundalk on his debut back in April. The form of that has worked out quite well, of course, with King Electric lowering the colours of a horse called Peace Envoy, who I think will be Royal Ascot bound. Doesn't have a great deal of scope, this horse, but he's a nice, handy type, and if he gets the extra 2 furlongs, I'm sure he's going to be a contender, along with Sweeter Saver, who caught the eye with a reasonable run the other day at the Curra in a filly's maiden won by Stubborn Companion Brave Anna. Thrown to the mix the likes of Magadwadiri and Hailstone, and it's quite a complex little affair. But the one I quite like at a price is locally trained Fox Dream for the Augustine Leahy stable. She just had the one run similarly to the favourite at Dundalk back in April when she was desperately outpaced over 5 furlongs behind Tilly Trotter, only to do some good late work in the dying strides, suggesting that she would definitely get 7 furlongs no problem at all. And she's also favourably drawn in trap one as well, which is obviously a major advantage here at this tight left-handed track. So the prices this morning, around about 12-1. I think Fox Dream is probably worth a small each-way interest.
So Fox Dream for you in the opener. Let's move on to the 3:05, where we've got a nice little handicap here over 7 furlongs. 13 runners here. What do you think is the best bet here?
Well, I think the best bet here is Apricalis, based on my speed figures at Dundalk. He's got just as good a chance, if not better, than the favourite Savannah. If you have a look at their respective races on the 18th of May. There wasn't a great deal between the two races over 7 furlongs that particular evening. But I just thought the Apocalypse handicap was a much stronger race than Mickey Halford Savannah's maiden that she won. Certainly based on the sectional times I've got as well after 3 furlong pole, Apocalypse came having a much quicker time than Savannah. And yet we come back to Apocalypse this morning around about 9-2, 4-1, which makes plenty of appeal. Now, I know this horse has only ever had one race on the grass in its life, and I am obviously taking a chance on all-weather form working on the turf. But hopefully that'll be the case. He's by new approach, so there shouldn't be too much of a problem. He's got a nice draw as well. And if Kieran Fallon can just get him a little bit more competitive than Billy Lee did last time at Dundalk, just felt as though he was a little bit too sleepy and a little bit too far out the back door, then every chance of this strong finishing horse can get into the mix in the very latter stages of the race. So Apocalypse, around about, say, 9-2, 4-1 this morning. It's a sound each-way investment there in the second.
So Apocalypse for race two on this card for today. Let's move on to race three. It's another median auction maiden here over 1 mile. We've got 8 runners here, Andy. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I thought this was the hardest race on the card. I haven't got a strong view either way. I thought there was a lot of negatives about a lot of these. There's some much of an unknown quantity, really. I don't really know what they're capable of. Liv Twice was a bit disappointing, you'd have to say, when she ran at Dundalk last time out. Maybe she didn't get the trip. She's by Michelle Bond, and you know that mile and a quarter probably stretched up. So dropping back to a mile, she could be a bit more competitive here. The horse that finished second in that particular race, it went the way of Santa Monica. Saga Sprite won at Fairy House the other night, albeit in claiming company. I think the one who's got probably the most solid credentials of hitting the frame is Markan. He's had 5 starts so far to date, and albeit he's got beaten on his last 2 runs in handicap company off his mark of 72, at least he's run to a fair standard, finishing 6th last time out. So the Mouse Doctor would certainly give him a fair chance of hitting the board here. So around about 5-1 this morning, I'd put up tentatively Markan as my each-way choice.
So Markan for Andy in a 3.35. Let's go to the 4.10, race 4 on the Listall's card. A filly's maiden over 1 mile, 7 runners in this one. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think the favourite should take all the beating here, Michael. That was a good run last time out, following an encouraging run behind somehow at Leopardstown on its opening start. And like I say, it was a chock full of positives to take out that race behind Planchart. Of course, Andrew Slattery's charge took that race. But back in the field was a horse called Camilla Jopanica, and she won yesterday at the Curra. So I'm pretty sure this form is OK. And I like the way this just Joan finished off a race that day. She was doing all her best work at the end. And I think the better ground, Alexis Souter, she's run on heavy and soft ground on her 2 starts. So that obviously this quicker surface should be absolutely ideal for this filly by Paul Moir. In a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I think she probably represents one of the strongest short price favourites on this 7 race card today.
So Just Joan, the short price favourite in the 4.10 for Andy. Let's go into the 4.45, race 5 on the Listall card. Got a 1 mile handicap here. 10 runners in this one. What do you think's the best bet in this one?
Yeah, I think the best bet here at the current prices this morning in front of me at William Hill are 5-1 about Beau Satchel. I think punters who back him each way should be rewarded anyway with some kind of return. I thought he ran an out-catching race the other day in a very hot handicap down at the Curra. That race was chock full of some of the best 7 furlong stroke mile horses running in that kind of grade at the moment. Around the likes of Craig's Pipe, Champagne Water and Canary Row all carried good form into that particular contest. And Beau Satchel, on ground that was probably just a little bit too soft for him, I thought ran an absolute blinder. Also over a trip that just stretches his stamina. I think he's very much best on over 7 furlongs, particularly when the ground's soft. He will get a mile, no problem. He's won over a mile before, but it has to be good ground, and that's exactly what he's got this afternoon. So today's terrain should give him the ideal opportunity to run a huge race. He's got all the speed figures that he needs to run a big race here, and he often takes a run or two just to blow away the cobwebs. He's a horse that often comes good in the middle of the season towards the autumn. So with those 3 or 4 runs under his belt, including that last run last time out, that eye-catching run at the Curra, Beau Satchel, 5-1 this morning with William Hill. Looks another good each-way bet.
So Beau Satchel there, the best bet in that one. Let's go into the penultimate race on the card, the 5.15. Got another 1 mile handicap here. Plenty of runners to get stuck into with 19 available. Which one has caught your eye?
Well, Lightning Strix bids to follow up that Killarney win on the 17th of May. Bounced back to form in no uncertain terms, did Liam Roach's charge, but won at 33-1, and you do get the feeling that it was one of those ones where Lightning might not strike for the second time. He's drawn 12 today, and that could be a tricky impost to overcome for a front runner. Don't forget he was drawn 1 the last day, so obviously he was able to slide along the rail, but not sure he'll get that luxury here today. He's got to use a bit more petrol from the outside stall. I certainly think he will get to the front at some stage, but whether he can hang on around here today with horses snapping in his heels, he's having to question. On the same evening that Lightning Strix took that mile handicap, there was another division of that race, and that went the way of Elusive in Paris. Now, I do think that form is probably the stronger of the two, because Elusive in Paris has just been an unbelievable form at the moment. I think he's still very well handicapped, James Finn is charged, and any horse that's run behind him has got to be respected next time out. And the horse in question is Busy Bush from the John Gorman stable, who chased home Elusive in Paris that evening. And looking at my overall times and sectionals as well, that race also suggests that it was the better of the two. So around about 5-6-1 this morning, or maybe bigger in places. I think Baby Bush, if he can run up to that level, no reason to suggest that he might not. That hopefully today he's got a decent chance of breaking that unwanted maiden tag that he's had wrapped around him for quite a while.
So Busy Bush for you in the penultimate race. Let's have a look at the last race on the card. It's a nice little race here. It's over 1 mile, 6 furlongs, just the 5 runners. But do you think Wakia is the one to beat here?
I think he is, Michael. Yeah, he comes in here in great form. He used to be trained by Jeremy Nasida. He totally lost his way. He looked totally out of, in love with the game. And he was picked up for shirt buns by Carl Thornton, took a bit of a chance with him. And clearly, the problems that he's had have been eradicated by Carl, because since he's had the hood and tongue tie on, that combination has really worked a treat for this horse. He started off in a main hurdle down in Limerick, and he finished second in a very fast time. The form of that race has worked out really well, and he went on to land a bit of a touch the other day at Down Royal. He was back from odds against to odds on, and he never looked in doubt that day. He was confidently ridden by today's jockey, made all the running, and strode clear of Dove Mountain. Now, for those who are looking for a bit of a tenuous link, or look towards a Dove Mountain, perhaps running well in the first race at Kilbeggan this afternoon, to give you even more hope that Wakir will take this final contest. Looks to be a straight match between him and the other maiden hurdle winner who won at Tipperary the other day, Weatherwatch, who lowered the colours of one or two fancied horses on that occasion. Now, Weatherwatch has also been a slight disappointment of late, but it's good to see him bounce back to form. So you've got a couple of options here. I think, like I say, it's a two-horse race. I don't think the others are going to count here. So you can either back Wakir at a very short price, or if you wanted a safety net each-way bet, if you can get a 4-1 for Weatherwatch, caught the odds, I don't think you'll do too much damage there either. So pays your money, takes your choice. But if you ask me to nominate the most likely winner, it has to be Wakir.
So Wakir, the one to beat in the last list stalls. Andy, can you just recap your selections for today's races, please?
Yeah, decent and competitive card this afternoon at Listowel. Beginning with a 2-2-year race at 2:30. My choice here is Fox Dream, who ran an encouraging race on debut at Dork in the 3:05. Probably my best each-way recommendation on the card is Apricalis. 3:35, not a particularly strong view here, but with the dead eight runners set to go to post, I'll go with a fairly consistent Mark Ant to at least reward each-way support. The 4:10, Just Joan should justify her short price favouritism in that fillies contest. 4:45, competitive handicap, but I do like the claims of Bo Satchel, who ran really well in a very competitive race down in the Curragh the other day beyond Craig's Pipes. Busy Bush is still a maiden after 20-odd starts, but hopefully she'll finally get the monkey off her back today, following a good run behind the very much informed Elusive in Paris the last day. And in the 5:45, the battle of the two previous maiden hurdle winners looks set to take place here, with Wakir and Weatherwatch locking horns. But I'll go with Wakir to supplement his win last time out at Down Royal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.